Chapter 8. Spring. Their father worked for another farmer for 3 years in the South. He saved whatever he could, and he seemed happy. "Hal is gone, and my land," he would tell Adara, "and I am sad for that. But it is all right. I have my daughter back." For the winter was gone from her now, and she smiled and laughed and even wept like other little girls. 3 years after they had fled, the king's army routed the enemy in a great battle, and the king's dragons burned the foreign capital. In the peace that followed, the northern provinces changed hands once more. Terry had recaptured her spirit and married a young trader, and she remained in the south. Jeff and Adara returned with their father to the farm. When the first frost came, all the ice lizards came out, just as they had always done. Adara watched them with a smile on her face, remembering the way it had been. But she did not try to touch them. They were cold and fragile little things, and the warmth of her hands would hurt them. We hope you've enjoyed The Ice Dragon, an audio renaissance audiobook from Tom Doherty Associates. This program was produced by Laura Wilson, post-production by Darren Kurnyansky, text copyright 1980 by George R.R. Martin, production copyright 2006 by Audio Renaissance, a division of Holtzbrinck Publishers, LLC, all rights reserved.